Good morning. Monday, July the 24th, 2017. It is, what time is it? It is 6:58 a.m. I didn't get out as early as I wanted to. That's pretty much every day these days because I'm kind of a lazy butt. I did get up in time this morning. I did get up at 4:30. Glucose is still looking good. It's not as low as it was yesterday, but with the margin of error, it's probably pretty much the same. In actuality. And I really don't have to be doing this every day anymore. I do it just to make sure that I'm still within parameter, still within the healthy range. If not completely normal, at least not in a diabetic range. So yesterday did not go anywhere near like the way I planned it. I about got home, got settled, and I got a phone call. A hangout request from somebody I couldn't really say no to, and wound up in a video hangout for an hour and a half discussing business with a group of people who are much more well-versed in it than I am. And then the secret project came back. I thought I was going to dodge that bullet, but turns out the project coordinator had actually sent me something, although I'm not sure exactly where, because I didn't ever get it, and I went back through and looked to make sure that it wasn't buried someplace in the email queue. I didn't find it. So I spent the rest of the day working on the secret project and being more and more depressed. That I wasn't able to actually work on my own stuff. I did go to bed relatively early. I got up relatively early. This morning is going to be taken up with appointments. I don't think I have to make a grocery run today, although I didn't think that. I thought that yesterday too until I put the last can of cat food in the cat dish and realized I didn't have any more. But I got something to fix for supper. I got the important base covered. I got cat food. I got lunch stuff. And tomorrow is kid has to work day, so I'm gonna try to get out before I take her to work. Then I'll go to the grocery store and restock the larder. I've been meditating 200 days in a row, and I've just popped over 2.8 thousand minutes. Now, if I'd done 10 minutes a day, it would be only 2,000 minutes, right? 200 times 10. But it's 2.8. So clearly the extra stuff that I've done, I did a couple of packets before they changed their interface. I did a couple of packets that were 30 days long. And for at least one of those, I took the 15-minute session instead of the 10. And They don't seem to offer those extended sessions anymore. I'm not sure why. So yeah, I've got a therapy appointment at 9, so about 2 hours from now. I need to take a shower. I need to put on some clean clothes. I've worn these clothes for a week and a half, I think. Well, not really. I've worn these jeans for a week and a half. I got a fresh pair I can put on. This shirt is a mess. I wear it a lot. I've worn it. I've worn it for years. I got it at one of the AACT conventions, probably in Orlando. Euphemistically called a golf shirt. It's just a fancy polo shirt. It's got the AECT logo on the breast. And it's a nice fabric. It's a breathable fabric. A woven one. Like all fabrics aren't woven, but this one has a definite weave texture to it. It's quite comfortable. It's also huge. I'm swimming in this shirt. It's insane. This is the shirt that I used to wear when none of the other shirts would fit. And now I could wear a couple shirts under it. The push-ups are going well. I'm up to doing 15 at a set instead of 10. I'm working on form now, trying to get the form correct and the strength built up as I go day to day. I actually do it a couple, three times a day now, so it should come along quicker. I did my workout with the hand weights last night, but because of a late dinner, because of a bunch of things that kind of got in the way, I did not get my walk in last night. I need to make sure I do that tonight. The thing about this, and the thing that I'm concerned about, the reason that I keep monitoring the glucose level in the morning, is that I've done this before. I've lost a lot of weight, and over the course of some period of months or years, I've gained it all back. And that's not going to be something I can afford to do anymore. So I need to keep the pressure on. I need to keep the food log going. Yesterday was an adequate day. It wasn't a big day. It wasn't a small day. It was pretty much on par. Compared to the day before, where I had a pizza and wings, and my salt was like 5,000 milligrams. Which really basically came from the wings. It was over 2,500 milligrams just in the wings. But they tasted so good. Last week was, I guess it was kind of a celebration week. I need to get over this celebration mindset. I need to get back to basics, back to the, okay, this is what we're going to eat today. You're not hungry if you're not eating a carrot. I did have a brownie the other night and it gave me a headache. So I won't be doing that again. had some potato chips with lunch yesterday. You know what? Not really all that exciting. They were kind of built up in my mind, and I think because I couldn't have them, they were even more attractive. See if I could do this in the right order. Say it with me. Monk post. There we go. Okay. So, you know, a lot of things, I ate a lot of the things that I haven't been able to eat for the last 3 months, over the last week. And frankly, I'm not really sure why I had it built up so much. In a lot of ways, it's probably a good thing. It's probably going to be helpful in the long run. I need to make a pot of quinoa. I haven't done that in a while. I kind of miss my quinoa tabbouleh and cottage cheese plate for lunch. It's cool. It's easy. Tastes good. It's got a lot of flavor. Kind of miss it. I had some sardines the other day. They were delicious. To check, I think I need to get sardines again because I'm out. King Oscar, man. Premium sardines. They cost quite a lot more than the cheap sardines, but they are so worth it. And good omega-3s, so excellent nutrition, high quality protein. Real tasty. And probably an acquired taste. It's something that I grew up with. If you didn't grow up with sardines, then you probably don't get it. I grew up with sardines. Mackerel. Used to go out and catch our own haddock and cod in the summertime with my cousin. When the tuna were running, he'd go tuna fishing, we'd go with him. Occasionally get a tuna fish. There was one day that he probably never forgot for the rest of his life. We got 5 tuna that day. We're talking 400 or 500 pound fish. They're huge. Conditions were just right. We were in the right place. Fish were in the right place. I don't think you can do it anymore. I don't think there's even a tuna fishing season anymore. He made a lot of money that day. He made a lot of money on tuna fish that day. Probably paid for the year's expenses. Even back in those days, late 60s, tuna was fresh. These were actually yellowfin and not bluefin. Delicious. We get the head meat. These are big fish. They got a lot. This huge head. Heads weight. And the heads weighed like 40 pounds. So there was eyebrow meat above the eye along the top of the head. There were these little cones about the size of a pork loin. So we'd get the head meat and the cheek meat. Man. Pan fried in butter, served with fresh biscuits. Oh man. I'm drooling. Can't get it anymore, it's not the same. You know, the tuna fish that you get in the store these days is, it's body meat, it's not head meat, doesn't have the same fat ratio. Still good, I do like it. Good morning. I haven't seen her for a couple days. Speaking of fish, my grandfather Wallace used to he was a big fisherman. He and my grandmother lived, I think I've mentioned this before, he and my grandmother lived down at Small Point, down the Piscataqua River towards the ocean from Bath. And they ran the general store down there and the post office. I think that's where my mother grew up. I don't know how he made the change to electronics, but he did. Anyway, he knew the waters around that area. Amazing. He took me out fishing one day in a little rowboat. We're going to go flounder fishing. And so we had to go at low tide. Or as it was approaching low tide. We didn't actually go at low tide because we wanted to be there. And so we piled in the boat, we took the equipment, we got lunch. And we rowed about, I want to say 100 feet off the dock, up alongside. I mean, we could talk to the people on the dock. We're that close. And he said, "Yeah, this is the place." So we put out an anchor. Yeah, I don't know, what do you have for an anchor? I forget now. Wasn't anything fancy. My grandfather was not, in any sense of the word, fancy. We sat there for a couple hours. I bet we caught 50 flounders. Eaten-sized flounders. We didn't get anything very big. But we got a pile of... So we got back, and he set me down on a stump with a fillet knife and said, "There you go." It took me hours to skin and fillet all those fish. Hours. We had flounder. We had flounder anytime we wanted flounder. Flounder's good. I like flounder. But the only other time I ever went fishing was my grandfather was down in Florida when I went down to visit Florida Institute of Technology in my senior year of high school. I spent one weekend there and decided I'd rather spend the rest of the week fishing with my grand, because Florida Institute of Technology was not going to be the place for me to go to college. Turned out I didn't actually go to college until much later. Because of Vietnam, the draft, and the Coast Guard. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is, as they say, another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.